from the Dworkin Report, federal judge humiliates the regime, Trump family's $59 million scheme exposed, and the Epstein files are now a monument, with Donald's name on it. The regime is taking blows from every direction, from federal courts, from state legislatures, from independent journalists who refuse to let the truth get buried, and from even their own voters. Hit the like button and restack this edition right now to make sure everyone knows it. Trump leaves for China today. Zai can keep him. We've got work to do. The Dworkin Report has no advertisers, no corporate bosses, and no billionaires pushing us to take it easy on Trump. Join us today. U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon has been dismantling Trump's so-called Department of Government Efficiency doge. In March, she blocked the regime from suppressing embarrassing sworn video testimony of two operatives who couldn't define DEA. Last week, Judge McMahon permanently barred the regime from terminating more than $100 million in National Endowment for the Humanities and EH grants. There were over 1,400 of them, every dollar approved by Congress. Those two operatives, Justin Fox and Nate Kavanaugh, had zero government experience. They chose which grants to kill by feeding them into ChatGPT and asking, does the following relate at all to DEA? They never told the chat but what DEA meant diversity, equity, and inclusion. So ChatGPT guessed, an anthology of Holocaust literature written by Jewish writers DEI. Cut. Holocaust education at Seton Hall University DEI. Cut. Research on Haiti and American prisons DEI. Cut. The termination letters were sent out with the acting and EH chair's signature. He never signed them, Doge did. In June of 2025, Trump Mobile launched and began collecting an estimated $59 million from 590,000 supporters for a gold T1 phone promised to be made in the USA. Then Trump Mobile quietly rewrote its terms. The $100 deposit is now only a conditional opportunity to buy the phone, if the company ever actually sells it. Judge McMahon called it a textbook example of unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination, and ordered everyone rescinded. They thought they could use a chatbot to erase history. A federal judge just wrote them into the record instead. Translation. They're keeping that money. The Made in the USA language was scrubbed from the website within weeks. Phones, if they ever ship, are getting built overseas. Sen. Elizabeth Warren and Rep. Robert Garcia are leading a group of 11 Dem lawmakers demanding an investigation for the bait and switch tactics. California Gov. Gavin Newsom's office called it fraud. MAGA voters believed in the Trump brand, which gladly took their cash. The T1 joins Trump's graveyard of businesses that took people's money and delivered nothing. At the moment, it stings a bit to see Trump's name and face plastered on buildings all over D.C., a city that voted for former VP Kamala Harris by over 90%. Sure will be cathartic to tear his name down when he leaves office. I'll bring the sledgehammer. For now, banners thanking Trump hang on construction fences across the district. The regime won't say who paid for them or what they cost. Sen. Bernie Sanders called it something that dictators have done throughout history. Sanders, along with six Senate Democrats, introduced the SERVE Act. Stop executive renaming for vanity and ego. It bars any sitting president from naming federal property after themselves. If passed, it applies retroactively to every building, banner, and renamed institution, all of it gone. No matter what, we will rip it all down. The regime keeps trying to bury the Epstein files, and it's not working. Last week in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood, the Institute for Primary Facts opened a public exhibit. They printed every page of the released Epstein files, all 3.5 million of them, and bound them into 3,437 volumes. It stands two stories tall and weighs 17,000 pounds. Organizer David Garrett said the exhibit contains evidence of one of the most horrific crimes in American history. One wall traces Epstein and Trump's 20-plus-year friendship. Candles mark over 1,200 survivors and victims that we know of. Unlike the DOJ, the organizers here redacted the survivors' names from the files. They named it the Donald J. Trump and Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Reading Room. Trump wanted his name on stuff. Well, here you go, Donald. Congrats. Hawaii passed two major bills last week that directly take on the regime's voter suppression campaign. One bans corporate donations in state and local elections, a direct challenge to Citizens United that will go into effect next year. The other creates automatic voter registration. Starting January 1, 2027, every Hawaii resident applying for a driver's license or state ID gets automatically registered to vote unless they opt out. Gov. Josh Green is expected to sign both bills. We're not on the defensive, we're advancing. Every day our fight delivers concrete wins. After more than a decade of doing this, we're not even close to done. We were investigating Epstein and Trump long before it was a headline. Our community has driven millions of contacts to Congress, real people picking up the phone, sending letters, showing up, and we run the biggest anti-MAGA and pro-democratic campaigns on social media ever, all on top of our reporting. The hours it takes to do this work are paid for entirely by folks who believe our independent journalism is worth every dollar. We need all hands on deck to make sure we flip Congress and hold Trump accountable for everything. Your share puts these stories in front of someone who needs to see them. Onward. Scott 5. 190,000 Trump supporters paid $100 each for a phone that may never arrive. Do you think this will change how they see their fearless leader? Bernie Sanders introduced a bill to tear Trump's name off every federal building retroactively the day he leaves office. Are you in?